Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Shir should be a special schus for Rabbeinu Morosi. Of course, Luli Nishmas, the author of the Morei Naim, Siyotzeit is today. Rabbi Nachum Nachum at Chernobyl. And the schus of his Yotzeit also happens to be the Yotzeit of Rachel Imenu. And Nassim Zvi Finkel and Beryl Schwarzman, very chashuv day, Yad Alev Cheshem. So none of the Yortzeit of Morei Naim, L'Nishmaso, L'Nishtiko Morei Naim, Baruch Hashem, we've been going through the Sefer, we've seen the flows of Mitaras Hashem. Parashas Vayera, Vayera, Yilam Hashem, Belenei Mamre, V'Yashif Petzal Ol Chom Ayom. Hashem appeared to him in Elenei Mamre, and he is sitting in the opening of the tent, like the heat of the day. He lifted up his eyes and he saw Vinish Losha, etc. Vyavi Rats the Kwasam. He passed the Hobish Tachwarts, and Yukabar sees them and he runs towards them from the opening of the tent and he bows down. Kasav Bizar Kadosh. Manin Shlosha Nashim. Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Zor Kadosh says, who are these three people? Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. You know the Shatara Kadosh, it's Sarach Lios, Bechol Adam, who beholds man ki Nitzchis. The Torah has to be teaching us something that is eternal for every man at every time. So what is the message here of the Torah? The truth that applies from this pasuk to every man at every time is that Hashem is to be found in each Jewish person. Even the biggest Rosha, even the biggest Balavera Varaya, shall the call Rosha Bam the Hurri Chuva Bachol Yom, the Raya is the Bashain, have a Hurri Chuva all the time. With a hand, these Hurri Chuva, Misra Ela Bashem Yisbarach, that's the way God appears to him. Ukishahu, Hoylech Bazer, Shumagbia Sichlo, Sumaskilom, Masiagi Masa, the Masa, I would say. And when he's held by a Hirur Tshuva, he's elevated with this through his elevating his seichel from the low things in which he's involved. And then he starts to say, Masai Yagiu Masai V'Masai Avosai. When are my Maisim going to reach those of my Avos? So he has a Hurri Tshuva, and he says, Masei Agiyu Masei L'Masei Avoisai. And what are the Masei Avoisai that this Rasha strives for in his Hurri Tshuva? Ki Avos Hein Hein HaMerkava. Because the Avos are the Merkava, they're the chariot for the Shechino, Mao Merkava. And this Darga of Merkava is not unattainable. Because Mao Merkava, Kasa B'tikun Masus Tofel HaRoichev, Vein HaRoichev Tofel HaSus. The horse is subordinate to the rider, and the rider is not subordinate to the horse. Now the derech is that even though the horse carries the rider, nevertheless the rider is not secondary to the horse. Shelech hasus lamakom shiyotzev yanigoyse lanoa lamakom shetunafim. Rak shehelech lamakom shelotze naroichev lelech sham. The horse can't just go to these dirty places, to the river, wherever it wants. The sus, the horse, is subordinate to the rider. He goes where the rider wants him to go. Uksha Adam, who merkava l'shmo agadol, ino olech rak l'makom sh'Hashem yitbarach rotze, sh'ino ose rak ritzon Hashem yitbarach, v'lo ritzon ha'yetzer hara. When a person is a merkava, he's a chariot, the God's great name, he only goes to a place where God wants. He does the Ratzon of Hashem, and not the Ratzon of the Yetzer Hara. That's what it means to be a Merkava L'Shechina. That God is riding. That's the famous sugya in Bava Metzia, Rochev U'Manig. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Manig. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is the leading us. And we are the horse. Hashem is the rider, and we're the horse. We go wherever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to go. He's the one who guides us. And that's the bechin of her tshuva, that a person is misboinin, masa yagiu masa v'masa avoisa. Tavrachu Manik is talking about the rider and the one guiding the animal. But the point is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is riding us, and we're the source, we're the horse. We go wherever the rider wants us to go. That's the bechin of Merkava. And that's the Herod Shuva, that a person is misboinin. Masai agiu masai l'masai avosai. In other words, a person who is gonim, when will be zocha to reach this madrega? He becomes a merkava, he becomes a chariot to Hashem. He only does ratzon Hashem. Only where the rider wants him to go, he goes. And that's what a person can reach when he's nechaz b'ruhei tshuva, when he's held spellbound by a thought of tshuva. That's the mile of the avos. They're merkava l'shchina. So too, we have to be a merkava l'shchina and do whatever the writer wants us to do. Zeu vayira ilav Hashem. And that's what it means, vayira ilav Hashem. Kosef stam, vayira ilav, and it doesn't say el Avraham. Ki kol yakol echad mi Yisroel. Shem Yisroel ilav Hashem Yisbarach. It doesn't say dafka Avraham, God appeared to, because God appears to all of us. Where be elonei mamre, elonei loshen choizek. Elonei is loshen of strength. Like a pasuk in Yeshaya, Lenei Aboshan, 2:13. I mean, some strong. Mamre hu lashon hamra, perush afilu b'choizik hamra, shemamre es pi Hashem. Dahainu afilu rosh ha'godol chas v'shalom, Yisrael av Hashem Yisbaruch, dahainu yehurei tshuva sheboim lo yikanal. So mamre is a lashon of hamra. Hamra means, modern Hebrew, hamri means to take off. But in rabbinic and biblical Hebrew, hamra is to rebel. Mamrim, mamrim hayisimim Hashem, the laws of rebelling. So a mamre is a rebellious person. So elonei mamre, even when a person is elonei strong, mamre, he's stark, rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even a rasha gadol, God forbid, Hashem appears to him. How does Hashem appear to him? Ruhei tshuva. The person says, "Oh, God appeared to me." So you don't have to necessarily put him in the psychiatric ward of Mount Sinai, but rather, I say it, hopefully I don't have to be hospitalized. When I have a hero tshuva, so that's Hashem appearing to me. V'yoshe pesach ha'oel, what does it mean, v'yoshe pesach ha'oel, perush, shezeh, that Hashem appears to him is because posim le'pesach, an opening is open for him, through this he can elevate himself and come closer and closer. How kachom hayom? Like the heat of the day. What's the heat of the day? When he has the hislahavos of Yehurei Tshuva, he has the enthusiasm of a thought of Tshuva. In other words, an opening is open when he has this Yehurei Tshuva, this thought of Tshuva. Vayisai, Navi lifted up his eyes, Pelush, Kshemagbi HaSechel Shalom, when he elevates his Sechel. Vayar v'inei shlosha anashim Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. And he sees, and there are three people, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. What's Aloyma? Sheroeh madrigata avot shuhu ayu nirkov l'shmaya gadol. He sees the madrig of the others that are a chariot for God's name. So in other words, this pasuk, how can it be talking about Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov? Avram was not one of the three people. Avram is the person the three people were coming to. So this is a remez that for every person. Hashem appears to every person. Even if he's rebellious. And Yoshe Pesach Ol, he's opening up a Pesach for this person to come close. V'chom ayom, he has this islavis of Yehurei Tshuva. And then he sees three people, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, that they're a Merkav L'Shmo Gadol, we could be a Merkav L'Shmo Gadol. V'yar, v'yar, it's the Kvasim, and he runs to, he sees them, he runs towards them, he says, Masa Yagiyu Masa L'Masa Yavaisai. V'roitze L'Agiyah Gamkin L'Madriga Zulias Merkav El Avizbarach, he also wants to be a Merkav for Hashem. Dahainu, Shiyelech Rak L'Makom Shuit Barach, would say he only goes to a place where Hashem wants. Mi Pesach Ol, Me'ob Pesach Shepasku Lo Kanal, from that opening that they opened for him. Az V'yishtachu, that the derech hashtachava is la'apav. Hashtachava hu hamshacha. That's what it means. Vayishtachu arza. Shemamshich hamshacha lebechinas arzius. So he fell on his face onto the ground. In other words, the hamshacha falls all the way to the ground. In other words, we serve God. When we have this islavus, we serve God even towards the ground, even the arzius, even in the physicality, we serve God. Amazing. Next, shtickle. says that Kiyem Avram Avinu was Kol HaTorah Ad Shelo Nitna. Avram Avinu was Mekayim the whole Torah before it was given. So to be Mevar this inyan that Avram Avinu was Zerchah to be Masik the Torah that wasn't yet given, Kiyoy Raisa Michochma Nafkis. In other words, the Makor of Torah, it says that Torah comes out of wisdom. The source of Torah flows from the Sphira, from the divine emanation of Chachma. V'chachma nikreis nekuda. And Chachma is called an nekuda. Why is it called an nekuda? Because Sham, in its Makor and Bechinas Chachma, kol ha-Torah maluba shemu'utaf b'nekuda. Echa, the whole Torah is enclosed and wrapped in one nekuda, in one point. So it's all also back to this point of Chachma. V'lachein, the perek that talks about the Torah at its source, in the book of Job, 28th chapter, it says, "Nel mami einei kol chayim miofa shamayim nistara." That it's hidden from the eyes of every living being, and from the birds of the heaven it's hidden. As Rabbeinu writes in Parshas Chayisara, Sha'achmal Yon Nikra Yud, the divine wisdom is called a Yud, Shurak Nikuda, which is just a point. Al Shem Goydel V'Gova Asaga, because of the great and elevated perception. She'ein Lanu Tfisa, we have no understanding. The Hasikol Shlemus Chachma Yon, to understand this complete Chachma, this elevated Chachma. She'ela Kusay Mamish, its godliness. Kmo Is Yud, like the letter Yud. She'ein Lanu Tziur V'Asaga. Kmo B'Sharei Siyas. There's no. It has no picture of Yud, it's just a dat. That's where the Chachma comes from. It comes from that Yud. Umina Yud Mishavim Kola Oisiyas. All Oisiyas come from Yud. It all starts with the Yud. It all starts with that Nikuda, with that dat. Kieze Ois Shitzarich Lichta B'Tzarcha Talasis Mitchilasa Nikuda Rishon. Whenever you write a letter, you have to first make the first dat. And that's the Yud. And then afterwards comes the Tziyu Ha'Ois. So too, from the Chachma Liona, all the Oisiyas come, all the Hamshachas come. So it all starts with Chachma. And from that, everything is drawn. So that's where the Torah comes from. All the Torah is from that one nekuda, and therefore it's hidden from us. Ulekach, the source. It says, Shmos 20, chapter 20, verse 1. That Hashem said the whole Torah in one Dibur. Wow, how did that work? How did Am Yisrael hear the whole Torah in one Dibur? So Hashem can say it all in one Dibur, but how can we hear it all in one Dibur? So what this means is Shema Kol HaTorah Kamo Shehi B'Nekuda El Yoina Hanikra Chochma Shu Hayud Shel Shem Havaya Baruch Hu. What does it mean that he said the whole Torah in one Dibur? It means that Hashem said the whole Torah as it is in that Nekuda Elyona called Chachma, which is the Yud of the Shem Havaya Baruch Hu. Obviously, this is Kabbalah Ve'en Lanu Esek B'Nistaros. It's definitely not the Fi Arkiv. I can't explain what this means. What Rabbeinu says is that Hashem explained to us the Yud. Yos Yud. In Parashas Yisro, Rabbeinu explained this al derech avoda, that he gave us the Torah with Yira. Yira is all inclusive, so hopefully when we get to Yisro, we'll talk about that more at length. Akopanim is megalatas dos Yud. And in the Yos Yud is the Nebuchin of Chachma, is the Nebuchin of Kol HaTorah Kula. So in other words, he gave us the root of the Torah. He gave us that one Nekuda that encompasses within it the whole Torah, even though he didn't literally tell us the whole Torah, but just gave us that one Nekuda that encompasses the whole Torah. Ach, mi yuchal lahasig Kol HaTorah b'Nekuda Echad. But who is on such a high madrega that they can hear this one Nekuda from Hashem and understand the whole Torah? That seems to be beyond us. And therefore, l'chein amru Yisrael, daber itai manu v'nishma. They wanted to hear it from Moshe. She yishtalshel v'yavo el adas shubuchinas Moshe. They wanted this nekud el yona, this chochma, this point of wisdom, to emanate down, to expand down, and go to the b'chin of das, which is the b'chin of Moshe. And they said, Moshe, you speak to us. Moshe's das, Moshe's his wisdom, Moshe's understanding. So therefore they wanted to get to that point of understanding. Knowledge is a better word. Bina is better for understanding. Knowledge. They wanted to get to that point of knowledge. And they wanted to be nimshach. Mishtal shelamata. They wanted it to emanate downwards to them. To Bechinas Moshe, to Bechinas Das, so they can understand the Torah. And that's what it means when the Pasuk says, Moshe Darul Kim Yanenu Bekol, Shenishtal shel, that this Torah emanated down from the Bechin of Chachma, the perspective of wisdom, this Nekud al Yonah, and then Elohim Yanenu Bekol, the Yorad the Bechin as Kol Shehu Hamshacha. And then it went to the Bechin of Kol, which is Hamshacha. And that's the Os Vav of Shem Havaya Baruch Hu. Shehame HaChachma Yorad El Abina. Umisham the Bechin as Kol. Was Yuchlu Yisrael HaHasig. So when it says Elokim Yanenu B'kol, Moshe spoke, and God answered him with a call, that it went to the Bechin of Kol, which is Hamshacha, which is being drawn down, and that the remus is in the Yos Vav of Shem Havayah. Then from Chachma, it went to Bina, and from there the Bechin as Kol, Bechin as Das, the Jewish people could understand it. So we see that the way the Torah is mishtalshel, it went from Chachma to Bina and then to Das. And that's the way the Jewish people could understand it. And then after that, it went to the Bechin of Malchus. And that corresponds, obviously, to the four Osiyos of Shem Havoyah. Four letters of Hashem's name. How does this work? First, the Torah is Misgala b'Bchinas Chochma. That's the Yud. The Nekudas Elokus, that point of godliness that includes the whole Torah. And then from Chochma it went to Bina. And then to B'Bchinas Kol, and then the Jewish people could be massing. In other words, after it was Misgala b'Nekudas Chochma that includes the whole Torah. As Rabbeinu writes elsewhere in Parashat Remos, Nispashik Yoser Meila La'ol Nistam Vinitzamtsem Yoser Besoid Tvuna Shehi Avonis Dovo Mitor Dovo. So it expanded more from cause to effect, and it was contracted more into the soul of Tvuna, which is Havanis Dovo Mitor Dovo. In other words, Chachma's Hamshacha. And then Bina's Motzi Adavah L'Maisa, like Rabbeinu writes elsewhere. Ayidei Shir Havana L'Hotzi Klu L'Maaseyu. So Bechinas Bina is the sort of the Hei Rishona Shel Shem Havaya. That's the Hei Motzos HaPeh. There are five different letters that come out of the mouth. So from the Garon comes the Aleph, the Het, the Hey, and the Ayin. That's one. That's from the Garon. Number two, Gimel Yud Chav Kuf from the Chech, from the palate. Dalet Tes Lamed Nun Tav from the Lashon, from the tongue. Those are tongue letters. Zayin Samach Shin Reish Tzadi from the teeth. And Bumaf Beis Vav Mem Peh from the Sfasayim. So that's the... So when the kol comes out, from the source, so it either goes derech hagaron, chech, lashon, shinayim, Sfasayim. That's the hemotzos hapeh. And that's bina. So you have the yud, which is the Nakuda of Chachma. Then you have the Hey, which is Bina, where it turns into letters, understanding. And then the Malachim were Mekatrig. Malachim said, Manosh ki tizkurenu. Who is man that you should remember him? How can you give man this Bina? So, because of this Kitrug, there was more Ra in the world. And then comes Das, which brings them together. As Rabbeinu explains, Amir Tashem will talk about in Achremos. And then through Das comes the Torah to be Mishdalshel to the world. Das is Osvav, which is Hamshachas Hadas. It's drawn down here. And then it came to the Techtonim, Bechinas Machshav leBechinas Dibor, which is the last Os Hey, Sod HaDibor, HaMotzos HaPeh, and after it was Mishnalshel to this world, that's Bechinas Malchus. So that's the Yud and the Hey and the Vav and the Hey. The Yud is Chachma, the Hey is Bina, and then the Vav is Hamshach of Das, the Das is drawn down, and then the last Hey is again the HaMotzos HaPeh, the Bechinas Dibor in this world, and that's Malchus, Malchus Peh, like the Zohar says. V'zeo again, Moshe Yidaber v'Elokim Yanenu b'Kol, sh'nishtal shev yard l'b'chinas kol sh'ram shachar. It went down to Kol, which is a drawing down. V'av shel Shem Havaya Baruch Hu, sh'chach mayard al-Bina. It starts with Chach, and then it goes to Bina, v'sham l'b'chinas kol. And then there's this voice, that's the Hemotzos HaPeh, v'az yuchlo Yisrael ha'asik, v'avram avinu ha'im erkava l'b'chinas zu, sh'nekud al-Yona, ha'yud shel Shem Havaya Baruch Hu, v'sik kol ha'tarak, Moshe b'kil al-Yona, t'avram avinu was masig this yud. He was on that level to get the whole Torah from the Yud, from the Nikud al Yona. Lachen ksiv eirei lav Hashem stam, lo ksiv el Avram, kei merkav el hachachma al Yona. It says Hashem appeared to him, and not to Avram, because Avram was a merkava chariot for the divine wisdom. V'nel mameinei kol chayin, was hidden from the eyes of every living being. Above Avram, Avinu loylam shunista v'nel ha'oid, and Avinu came to the world, which is very hidden. Lachen yochel yikori b'shem, ki bala makom ne'el ha'oid. So why does it say Lav Hashem and not El Avram? Because since Avram was a Merkava to this Chachma, he was the chariot to this Chachma, and this Chachma is hidden from all people. So since Avram Avinu came to a world which was so hidden, he can't be called my name. Because he came to a very hidden place. That's why by Ray Lav Hashem appeared to him, not to Avram, because he's in this hidden place, he can't even see his name. Because he's Bismasik, he was up there being perceiving the Yura Ilah, Chachma Ilah. This is the story of the heavens and the earth when it was created. Don't read when it was created. Read with Avram. Same Osios. Behi Baram beAvraham. Kiyoya kiyum haolam. Avram Avinu was the existence of the world. Why? Because shehu haya merkava lebuchinas chachma. He was the chariot for the buchin of chachma. Kanal as we said. Uksiv kulam chachma asisa. You made them all with chachma. Hashem chachma yasad haaretz. Hashem made the earth with wisdom. Shachachmi chiyus lekol olamos. The whole bria is bechinas chachma. That's chachma is the chiyus, is the life of all the olamos. That's what the pasuk says. Mishle gemlit hazayin. Hachachma techaya be'aleha. Chachma gives life to its ba'alim. And since Avram Avinu gave chiyus to all the world, since he was a merkava lebechinas chachma, so the whole world is mesiaches. The whole world relates to Avram. That's why behibram be'Avraham, because Avram was connected to this midah, to this sphere of Chachma, and from Chachma comes the whole world. So therefore, the Bihi Baram is Be'Avraham. Avraham Avinu was zeicha to be the root of the whole world. Told us Shemayim Baratz Be'Avraham because he connected to Chachma, which is the root of it all. The first yod of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Lachen told us Shemayim V'Haaretz Rashi Tevas Tohu. Told Shemayim Baratz is the Rashi Tevas Tohu. Ki Ad Avraham Avinu Hayolam Tohu B'Vohu. Until Avraham Avinu, the world was just completely chaotic. Dora Marbul v'Dora Aflogo, Atzibah Avram Avinu v'Kiyam Olam. Until Avram Avinu came, he's Mekayim the world, like the rabbis say. Shisal v'Shin Avi Alma, Shnei Alafim Torah, Shnei Alafim Torah. Rashi Mefarish, Shnei Alafim Torah is Schilim Mimos Avram. So Avram was the 2,000 years of Torah. How amazing is that? The world is 6,000 years, 2,000 of Tohu, 2,000 of Torah, and the 2,000 of Torah started with Avram. In other words, he took the world out of Tohu. Toldos HaShemayim V'Haaretz, first the world was Tohu, and then Be'Avram, then came Avram, and he took the world out of this chaotic state. We connected to Chachma. V'zeo Bas HaYisrael El Avram, that's what Chazal say, that Avram Avinu had a daughter, her name was Bakol. Hashem Rechaz Avram Bakol, the daughter's name was Bakol. Shabbas no tell us Yisrael Nechassim. We know in Chazal that a daughter takes one-tenth of the late father's Nechassim. So therefore, Abbas, Ksuba Samachas, Abbas is the Mida Asiris, the tenth of the Mida. So what is the tenth of the Mida? Tenth Mida, Olam Hazeh, Shalach Yisrael, Bo, Humadrega Asiris, Midas Malchus, the lowest sphere, the tenth sphere is Malchus, which is Merumaz, Hey Achronish Hashem Havaya Baruch Hu, that's the last Hey. Ma'amar Aviseinu, B'hibaram B'heibra'am, that's what the rabbis say, Hebron behei bram, that this world is created with a hey. Olam hazeh nivra behei. Because again, the hey is romeis to olam hazeh. Malchus, that's the mid of olam hazeh. That's why we're always mamlech Hashem. That's the mid of this world that guides this world. Mid of malchus. And that's the os hey, the last os of the shem yudke vavke. And Hebron behei bram, this world is created with a hey, the mid of malchus. And that's what this world was created with, this olam hazeh that we're living in. V'havaya b'chachma yasad aretz, the pasuk says that Hashem with wisdom established land. Zohar Kadosh says ba'ava yasad b'barto, meaning the father founded the daughter. Shachachma shu av chachma, which is the father, and the bria, the mid of malchus, is the daughter, alludes to the fact shemimenu, that from chachma yatsu kol anivraim. In other words, Midas Malchus and all the lower Midas are Mishtalshem from Chachma, and the person has to be Megaladan. So Hashem B'Chachma, God, with the Midah of Chachma, Yasar Aretz was Miyasid, all the lower Madragas. Avram Haya Merkava L'Bechina Zu. Kanal Avram Avinu was a Merkava Midah of Chachma, V'Avain, you should understand this. V'Zeh, and that's what it means. Bas Haysal Avram Bakol Shema. What does it mean, Bakol Shema? That he had a daughter, her name was Bakol. Perush, that Avram Avinu had a daughter. And since he was masig b'chinas chachma, he perceived the b'china of chachma. So that includes malchus b'kol shema. B'chol davar ayah avedas Hashem yizbarach. He would serve God with everything. So Avraham Avinu connected to the mid of chachma, and everything comes from chachma. So therefore, everything we have, Avraham Avinu connected to Hashem. He served Hashem with everything. So he had a bas. This bas came out of Chachma. So Avraham Avinu had a bas called Bakol. Meaning that everything Avraham Avinu did came out of the Bakol. Because Avraham Avinu connected to Chachma. And the male, that was his daughter. What came out of that was that since he was Masig Lechinas Chachma, that includes Malchus. That includes this bas and everything that comes out of Chachma. And therefore he served Hashem in every which way. So this was a very, very deep, mystical mimer. We learned that Oiraisa, Torah comes out of Chochmah, which is in Akuda, and the whole Torah is Lubash in Akuda, Achas in one point of departure. It all comes out from the Akuda of Chochmah. And therefore it's Nelma Me'ene Kochai Miofa Shemaim Nistar, it's hidden from the eyes of all living beings, from the birds of the heaven. Avraham Avinu was a chariot for the Ansag of Bechina Chachma in the world. Kulam B'Chachma Sisa, it was all made with Chachma. And Avraham Avinu connected to this Chachma is the purpose for the world. El Shemaim told Shemaim Rad to be Hibo Avram, be Avram, it was all about Avram because he connected this meat of Chachma from which everything emanates. What does it mean? Hashem spoke the Torah in one Dibur, he gave us Chachma. We didn't get it, so we said, "Dabri imanu v'nishma." Let us understand it. You speak to us, Moshe. Moshe yadabri v'lakim yanenu b'kol. Moshe spoke, and God answered him with a call that from Chachma went down to Vina, and then it went down to Kol to Bechinas Das, And then ultimately the Malchus, that's the Yud and the Hey and the Vav and the Hey. Yud is Chachma, the Hey is first Hey is Bina. The Chamesh Motzel Sapeh, that's the more elevated divine speech, and then the Vav is Bichinis Das, that's Nimshach down, like a Vav is connecting. That's what a Vav means, and also it's a long letter, it connects. And then the last Hey is the meat of Malchus, in which governs this world. Vayiroi lav Hashem, it doesn't say to me, because Avraham Avinu was in the world of Chachma, and that's something that can't be perceived by us, therefore his name was hidden. And Avraham Avinu took the world out of Tohu, Toldos, Hashemayim, V'ha'aretz, Zosios, Tohu, Avraham, Bihi, Baram, V'Avraham. Avraham took it out of the world of Tohu, that's the 2,000 years of Torah. And that's the Bas is a remiss to the 10th Midah, because the Bas takes the 10th of the Nechassim, like it says in the Gemara, Ksubis, and Malchus is the 10th Madrega. So Avraham Avinu had a bas, and it was called Bakol. Everything, since he connected the Chachma, so he served Hashem in every which way. So with Hashem, we still have a lot more to talk about. Chlalin, the Sefer Morei Nine, and the Frat in Parashas Vayera. And with Hashem, hopefully we will continue future share. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.